large meal, what do you do with the dishes?
And you usually take them and scrape them out and then wash them.
Okay. And after you wash them, what do you do to get the soap off of them?
Usually rinse them.
Okay. And you might say, if a person is going to rinse the dishes twice, you might say, my wife
has already rinsed those dishes.
Okay. Would you say, my wife always
rinses the dishes with hot water and then dries it.
Okay. What about the cloth that you use to wash the dishes with?
We usually call it a dish rag.
Okay, and what about the brown
cloth?
The brown cloth.
We usually speak of it as a cup towel.
Okay. Ever use the term dish towel?
Dish towel.
Okay, what about some other types of towels?
Well, of course, there are bath towels, face towels, hand towels.
Well, what's the difference between a face towel and a hand towel?
Well, sometimes they have a small, thin towel that they hang to the side of a basin. And somebody just comes to wash their hands, and the other towels usually hang around the wall above the bath door.
Right. What about a great big towel?
The bath towel, we usually call it.
Okay. You ever hear the term Turkish towel?
Turkish towel, yeah. We used to hear that more than we do now.
Okay, was that the same?
The same thing. It's just a great big, long, heavy towel that you use as a bath towel.
Okay. Over the sink, the thing that you turn on that the water comes out of?
The faucets.
Okay. You ever hear them called anything else?
Taps, I believe, water taps.
What about in a barrel? You stick something in there and turn it.
That'd be an not an auger, but that you stick into a barrel?
Yeah, like that cider out of the barrel,
yeah.
Or something. You ever hear that called a spigot?
Spigot. Spigot. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking about the word burst. You can say today a water pipe
burst.
Yesterday another one.
Another one busted.
And several of them this winter have
busted.
What about a great big wooden thing that old pickles and things used to come in and people used to take them and catch rain in them maybe?
Rain barrel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A smaller one that nails come with it.
A keg. Okay. Nail keg. Keg.
What about one of these? A place in an old general store where molasses or lard might be displayed.
Molasses, lard.
Did you ever hear the term stand?
Stand, lard stand. We used to use that all together.
Is that what was that?
That was just a big can of lard, 50-pound can of lard, and they called it a lard stand.
Okay.
And molasses usually came in gallon cans.
I see.
They were able to put them up in a great big quantity.
Now, if I had a glass of water and I wanted to pour the water into a narrow neck bottle, I'd have to get what to do it?
A funnel.
Right. You ever hear any other terms for those?
Well, let's see. No, a funnel usually, I don't think you'd hardly use a siphon.
Okay. What about a thing that you used to use? I don't know whether I'm using this right or not. Now, this is in with the store items like funnel and keg and stand. Well, let's put it this way. A long time ago, they used to sell licorice in long, narrow strings that were called what?
Let's see. Well, they used to make licorice two ways. They made it in a